I came over here, I was, oh God, I was in my mid-20s.
Right.
The first time I really came over. You know, I had a whole bunch of weird paranoid suspicions about what the hell was going on because there was a lot of stuff I couldn't understand.
Daily Mail released a cache of documents today exposing the extent of Jeffrey Epstein's close connections with celebrities and elites.
And if we make this just about Harvey Weinstein, then we will have lost this moment.
One of the most disturbing problems in our world today is human trafficking. Eradicating this crime is awareness. Go see Sound of Freedom.
In Hollywood, where glitz, glamour, and controversy often collide, few stories have stirred as much intrigue and speculation as the one we delve into today. The entertainment industry has always been a hotbed of rumors and whispers, but none quite as explosive as the claim that Hollywood blacklisted the legendary actor and filmmaker Mel Gibson after he purportedly exposed the Hollywood elites, Oprah Winfrey and Tom Hanks, involved in shady activities. This extraordinary tale merges the realms of fame, power, and scandal, providing a captivating window into the hidden forces at play within the entertainment industry.
First time I really came over here. You know, I had a whole bunch of weird paranoid suspicions about what the hell was going on because there was a lot of stuff I couldn't.
So there have been numerous controversies around the legendary actor Mel Gibson and the Hollywood elites Oprah Winfrey and Tom Hanks. And it looks like it isn't settling anytime soon. Mel Gibson has stepped forward to shed light on the activities behind Hollywood's glitzy glam. So what exactly did he reveal that has surprised people? Since the release of the movie Sound of Freedom, it has become the new hot topic in the town. Mel Gibson's involvement in supporting Sound of Freedom showcases his commitment to shedding light on the issues going around in the world. Sound of Freedom is a 2020 film that sheds light on the harrowing issue of human trafficking. Gibson, a seasoned actor and filmmaker, supported this project as its executive producer. Human trafficking is a grave humanitarian concern that affects countless lives worldwide, and Sound of Freedom aims to raise awareness about this dark reality. Gibson's involvement in Sound of Freedom underscores the idea that celebrities and influential figures can play a pivotal role in drawing attention to pressing social issues. And who are the influential figures exactly? Imagine the latest gossip going around. It's about Oprah Winfrey. People say she got into trouble, like the police searched her Florida home, but here's the catch, it's all just made up rumors. Some folks on social media started these stories saying Oprah was involved in a big trafficking ring. They pointed to her past meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, who was in legal trouble. Jeffrey Epstein's story is like a mystery that has caught everyone's attention. He was a super rich guy and a sex offender who ended up in a jail cell in Manhattan in 2019. But here's what makes it even more interesting. He hung out with important people like Prince Andrew, Bill Gates, and even recent US presidents like Clinton and Trump. In 2008, Epstein got a deal that seemed too good to be true. He didn't face serious charges. After that, he was still seen in fancy places with high society folks. But here's the thing. Nobody's really sure how he made all his money, and the way he died in jail is a huge question mark that people can't stop talking about. It's like a real-life thriller with lots of twists and turns. Rumors suggested that Oprah and Tom Hanks visited Jeffrey Epstein Island. Jeffrey Epstein's Island, often called Little St. James, is a private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands in the Caribbean Sea. Epstein owned this island. It gained notoriety due to allegations of criminal activities that occurred there. Epstein's Island was known for its luxurious features, including a large mansion, guest houses, a helipad, and lush landscaping. It became the subject of significant media attention and controversy because it was alleged to have been a site where Epstein and his associates engaged in illegal and inappropriate activities, including the sexual exploitation of underage girls. It became a hot topic why Oprah and Tom Hanks would visit such a place, which turned into a controversy that Oprah Winfrey and Tom Hanks might have some serious business on the island. According to the alleged rumors, Oprah was accused of being involved in human trafficking and Tom Hanks being labeled as a pedophile. Conspiracy theorists have set their sights on the well-known TV host Oprah Winfrey, claiming she was somehow placed under house arrest for child sex trafficking. In March, when she noticed her name was trending on Twitter because of this untrue rumor, Winfrey made it clear that there was no truth to the allegations, as reported by USA Today. To counter the rumors circulating online, the 66-year-old producer took to her Twitter account and stated, "Just got a phone call that my name is trending and being trolled for some awful fake thing. It's not true. Haven't been raided or arrested. Just sanitizing and self-distancing with the rest of the world. Stay safe, everybody." However, how did Tom Hanks jump into the bizarre controversy? Well, there was a fake screenshot making the rounds on the internet that seems to show Tom Hanks saying mean things about QAnon supporters and talking about Epstein Island on Twitter, but don't be fooled, and it's totally fake. Someone with a funny Twitter account made it up just for fun. The supposed tweet is from January 21st, 2023, and it begins with, "Hey QAnon, there is zero evidence I visited Epstein Island." The screenshot shows a picture of Hanks in the upper left corner, along with his actual Twitter handle at Tom Hanks. However, a line at the bottom makes it clear it's just a parody. Reuters has previously checked and disproven untrue statements suggesting that Tom Hanks is listed in the flight logs to the Financier's Island. So there's this thing called a fact check, like a detective for the truth, done by Reuters. They're watching Facebook and Instagram to stop people from spreading false information. You know the flight logs from Epstein's fancy private jet that conspiracy theorists talk about? Well, those logs got out into the public. Places like factcheck.org and Scrid's Digital Library publish them for everyone to see. Now here's the twist. Despite all the rumors and fuss, there's no mention of Tom Hanks anywhere in those logs, according to Reuters. They looked really hard, but his name or initials weren't there. But wait, there's more. Those same conspiracy folks said that Bill Gates hopped on Epstein's jet and went to his private island. Reuters dug deep into those logs too, and guess what? They found Gates's name once, but it was just a flight from New Jersey to Florida in 2013, not to the famous orgy island, Little St. James. Gates's spokesperson even said he had no idea it was Epstein's plane. So it's a lot of talk, but not much proof. But here's the thing, folks are scratching their heads wondering how they connected Tom Hanks to all this crazy conspiracy stuff. Well, it's not all that surprising, and here's why. Firstly, Tom Hanks is a big name in Hollywood, and some folks on the far right side of things really don't like Hollywood. They say it's all about politics and pushing certain ideas which they don't agree with. So they kind of see Hollywood as the bad guy. So Tom Hanks ended up right in the middle of two wild conspiracy theories, one about Epstein and a powerful group doing bad stuff, and the other about Gates and the virus. But the truth is, there's no real evidence to back up the claims you might have seen online about Hanks flying on Epstein's plane or visiting that so-called pedophile island. It's all just talk without any proof. While Mel Gibson supported a movie that involved human trafficking, it sparked numerous eyebrows of speculations as to why the Hollywood elites were suppressing it and why they wouldn't want the audience to watch such content. Such things gave rise to all of these controversies and allegations surrounding Oprah Winfrey and Tom Hanks. However, fans still believe that Oprah has always had a hand in being involved in illegal stuff. And it's all based on the fact that she was friends with Harvey Weinstein, a Hollywood mogul charged with the rape of numerous girls. As to why Mel Gibson got blacklisted from Hollywood? Well, it's because Mel Gibson faced a big problem back in 2006. He got arrested for drunk driving, and during that time, he said some really hurtful things about Jewish people. Because of that, Hollywood didn't want to work with him anymore, and that's when he got blacklisted. It was a big deal. Everything on the internet should be closely investigated and checked for facts, because allegations like these create controversies that are believed to be true for many. However, some people still believe these Hollywood elites are getting out of everything and spin everything in their favor. One fan wrote, "They call us conspiracy theorists and make us feel like we're going crazy because they know we're onto them. They can't stop us, LMAO." Another user said, "The time for lies and deception is over. Just knowing that these famous and disgusting people are going down brings me great joy and hope, and the fact that awareness is spreading brings me happiness. Although many innocent people have fallen, they will be avenged by the power of God. Praise the Lord." That's it for today's video, guys. Bye.